Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, June the 3rd. A little game we like to play with our listeners where we play four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen and then you give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We want to know who you are, which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you listen when you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and a notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Dr. Thomas Winger. We did a series with him, a three-part series, on the qualifications for the pastoral office. And in the last installment of that series, we were talking about the ordination of women. Here he is giving a brief explanation for one of Paul's arguments against the ordination of women.
When God put Adam and Eve into this world, he did it in a certain way that is determinative forever for the way in which men and women relate to one another, at least in certain spheres of life. He applies it specifically to the divine service by saying the priority of Adam in creation says something about the priority in the way God is going to care for people in the divine service, so that it's the man's role to pray publicly for the women and not vice versa. And then by citing the fall into sin, Paul says, I want you to see what happens when God's order is overturned. The consequences in Genesis were devastating. Think about the consequences of what's going to happen in Ephesus if you overturn the order, if you don't do things in the way that God gave them. Women's ordination, we have come to see, has consequences beyond simply a change in the structure of the church. But putting women into the office, Paul seems to be saying, is so fundamentally contrary to the way God has ordered the church that there are going to be consequences from that.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. Thomas Winger. He, by the way, is president of Concordia Lutheran Theological Seminary in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Summarizing Paul's argument against the ordination of women pastors, if you like it and would like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week or for any other reason, 1-877-623-MYIE. talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough of Fighting for the Faith. We were talking to him about all sorts of teachings in Pop American Christianity, and the subject of the popularity of false teaching came up. Does a teaching's popularity mean it's true?
The popularity of something does not determine its truthfulness. And the popularity of something does not take away the danger of that false teaching. And so this is where we as Christians are called to stand against the culture and the tide and the false religion and spirituality and proclaim the truth of what Scripture says, even if that means that we will be unpopular. We don't get to somehow say, well, because it's popular, it's really not all that dangerous. I mean, after all, I know five people in my family who think this way, and you don't expect me at Thanksgiving to tell them otherwise, do you? Well, actually, the Scriptures do expect you to say otherwise, because God's Word makes it clear that He wills for His Christians to silence those who are teaching falsely. And one of the reasons why so many of these doctrines and heresies are so pervasive in the visible church today is because Christians have abdicated their responsibility given to them by God to silence those who are teaching contrary doctrine.
That is soundbite number two. Pastor Chris Roseboro, does a teaching's popularity mean it's true? If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We have left space there for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week, or send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Here is soundbite number three. It's from Pastor Trevor Sutton. He's the author of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Being Lutheran, answering the question, what do you notice? What do you prepare yourself for your first time in a Lutheran church?
I would tell them to be prepared to hear the name of Jesus. That at a Lutheran church, that is what you're going to hear. You're going to hear the name of Jesus. You're going to hear the gospel proclaimed in the liturgy, in the sermon, in the sacraments, sort of through and through. Not just once, not just twice, but really hopefully every other breath, maybe even every breath, that you're going to hear the name of Jesus and the good news of Christ's life, death, and resurrection for you proclaimed. And as I wrote this book, that was really what I wanted to do as well. I think that if you're going to a Lutheran church, you should be hearing the name of Jesus more than the name of Martin Luther. And at the end of this book, when I finished the manuscript, I put it into a word count application on my computer, and it told me how many times each word was used. And the name of Jesus was used four times more than the name of Martin Luther. And I think that's really what Martin Luther would want. He made it quite clear that this faith is not to be based on him, but is to be based on Christ alone. So I think if you're going to a Lutheran church, it's more than coffee, it's more than the potlucks, it's more than the architecture, anything else, the music, the hymnody, whatever. You're going to hear the name of Jesus. In and through, certainly all those things, but that's the preeminent, that's the centerpiece.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Trevor Sutton. What to notice your first time in a Lutheran church? If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can send us a vote via Twitter @IssuesETC or Facebook, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or you can just email us your vote right now, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Get ready to vote. Here is the last, fourth, and final soundbite we're playing for you on this Friday afternoon, June the 3rd. Soundbite number four, our tag team journalists, Mark and Molly Hemingway, join us every week to do a review of the November elections. We also talked to both of them about Katie Couric and the media's double standard on so-called edited video.
In the documentary, she talks to a group of supporters of the Second Amendment and asks them a supposedly really tough question, which is something like, how would you keep guns away from terrorists or criminals without a background check? So in the documentary, she asks this question, and then there's just stunned silence on the part of this, you know, this dozen or so guns rights activists as they shift uncomfortably in their seats and they look down with shame because they have no answer for this question. Now, if you know anyone who has a gun or has thought about gun rights for about 2 seconds, you would know that that's a weird thing to see because people always have answers to this type of question. And in fact, the group, knowing that they were dealing with a hostile journalist but they taped that conversation and they released the audio. And in fact, it was a complete deception what Couric and her team had done. The question was asked and they immediately fell all over themselves to give answers and responses. And these responses were very principled and they were practical and they were full of information. And the documentary filmmakers had edited it all out and replaced it with this moment of silence.
And the Planned Parenthood video did something totally unprecedented for a documentary, in which they released dozens of hours of raw footage to show exactly the context that they edited those videos down from. They have held themselves to a much higher standard than almost any documentarian has ever done. And
any other journalist.
Right, and they're being excoriated for holding themselves to a higher standard.
That's soundbite number four, Mark and Molly Hemingway on Katie Couric and the media's complete double standard on edited video. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You do so by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, and this break is a great time to call 1-877-623-6943. 623-MY-IE. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or we've left space for you to vote at the Issues Etc. Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
If you're going to a Lutheran church, you should be hearing the name of Jesus more than the name of Martin Luther.
Pastor Trevor Sutton, author of the book Being Lutheran.
And I think that's really what Martin Luther would want. He made it quite clear that this faith is not to be based on him, but is to be based on Christ alone.
You can purchase Being Lutheran at issuesetc.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Being Lutheran, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Do you have a student finishing up eighth grade at a Lutheran school? Do you wish there were a Lutheran high school close to where you live so your student could continue going to a Lutheran school? What if there was an opportunity for high school students in public or Lutheran school to take classes like Latin, logic, and hard-hitting theology courses? Well, there is. It's called Wittenberg Academy, the first completely online classical Lutheran high school. Visit our website, wittenbergacademy.org, to find out more.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We are what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It is time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 3rd of June, and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and it's the only way you get the LPR bundle package unless you come and visit us in the studio. So we're giving one away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call. Call us right now, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter votes at issuesetc or Facebook, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one? Dr. Thomas Winger explaining Paul's argument against women pastors, one of the arguments. Or soundbite number two, Pastor Chris Rosebro, does a teaching's popularity mean that it's true? Will it be soundbite number three, Pastor Trevor Sutton, what to notice first in a Lutheran church? Or soundbite number four, Mark and Molly Hemingway on Katie Couric and the media's double standard on edited video? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jordan votes in Brownstone, Indiana. He says, I'm voting for Chris Rosebro. That's soundbite number two. He rightly points out that the need to lovingly correct false teaching, which ultimately robs us of true comfort in Christ, that Christ brings to sinners. This also means that false teaching really robs us of the Christ of Scripture and of our salvation. Protect us from this heavenly Father. Jordan in Brownstone, Indiana, thank you very much for that vote. It's a vote for soundbite number two. Here is Linnea listening in Kentucky. Hi, Linnea.
Hi.
Which one do you vote for?
I have to vote for soundbite number 3, because back when I was in college, I dated a fellow who was Jewish, and he went to church with me one time. And his comment to me was after the service, boy, you Lutherans sure do talk about Jesus a lot. So I think that fits right in with soundbite number 3.
Well, that's excellent. Thanks for listening in Kentucky. It's good to hear that. You were obviously going to a church where Jesus was the center of attention. Those are getting rarer and rarer nowadays. Let's see, Carrie in Minnesota has this to say. Today in church, at least many churches have accepted false teachings. People that try to speak the truth in love are accused of dividing the church rather than trying to unite it. We're accused that we'll run the young people away. I say that our young people that don't believe that there is truth need to be taught that there is truth, because our young people need a solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ, to cling to. Just because everybody else believes a falsehood and it's popular doesn't make it right. Truth, no matter how unpopular, is right, and we need to speak it boldly, which is not easy to do. Carrie, thanks for listening in Minnesota, and thanks for your vote. I take that as a vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Roseborough. This vote comes via Twitter. Kurt in Edgerton, Ohio. Soundbite number 2 is his vote. Chris Roseborough reminds me of the phrase, if you say something long and loud enough, people will believe it. Kurt, thanks for listening in Ohio. The winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week is soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Roseborough, from a conversation on Gnosticism and evangelicalism. Does a teaching's popularity mean it's true?
The popularity of something does not determine its truthfulness, and the popularity of something does not take away the danger of that false teaching. And so this is where we as Christians are called to stand against the culture and the tide and the false religion and spirituality and proclaim the truth of what Scripture says, even if that means that we will be unpopular. We don't get to somehow say, well, because it's popular, it's really not all that dangerous. I mean, after all, I know 5 people in my family who think this way, and you don't expect me at Thanksgiving to tell them otherwise, do you? Well, actually, the Scriptures do expect you to say otherwise, because God's Word makes it clear that He wills for His Christians to silence those who are teaching falsely. And one of the reasons why so many of these doctrines and heresies are so pervasive in the visible church today is because Christians have abdicated their responsibility given to them by God to silence those who are teaching contrary doctrine.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Chris Roseborough. Does the teaching's popularity mean it's true? The LPR bundle package this week goes to Linnea in Kentucky. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Linnea, if you'd send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. They offer 50 educational options. You can find out more at issuesetc.org. They will even waive your application fee when you enter the promo code ISSUES. Lifelong Lutheran Learning, Concordia University, Wisconsin Online. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Martin Luther's later years. There's a difference between Luther, not theologically, but temperamentally, between his early years of active reformation and his latter years leading up to his death. We'll discuss all that with Dr. Ken Sherb next week on Issues Etc. We'll look forward to feasts and festivals, talking with Pastor David Peterson about Barnabas the Apostle, and we'll get our weekly update on the November elections next week from journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The church's music from the 2nd century.
Shepherd of tender youth, guiding in love and truth.
The 6th century.
The
the 12th century. The 16th century. The 21st century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We have 7 Arabic language transcripts of Issues Etc. that you can download for free.
يمكنك تنزيل النص لسبع حلقات من برنامج قضايا باللغة العربية مجانا.
These broadcast transcripts cover the 6 chief parts of Luther's Small Catechism and include a teaching on why do bad things happen.
تغطي تلك النصوص الأجزاء الستة الرئيسية من كتاب التعليم المسيحي لمارتن لوثر.
You can download and print these Arabic transcripts for free. Just go to issuesetc.org, click publications.
وتشمل تعليما عن لماذا تحدث المصائب؟ لتنزيل وطباعة النصوص العربية مجانا اذهب إلى issuesetc.org ثم انقر على publications.
Casting Christ Net on the internet, issuesetc.org.
نطرح شبكة المسيح على شبكة الإنترنت. issuesetc.org.